Welcome to a special edition of Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again is Bishop Robert Brennan. Welcome, Bishop.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Yeah, great to have you. Bishop, we've talked about kind of the sort of the direct things that we're looking at is what are our needs now? What is the reality of parish life as we see it? But what are really the long-term kind of goals? Maybe we might talk about what's the future that we're hoping to come out of this process of real presence, real future?
There are several elements of it. One is an ecclesial element. We are one church that we're manifest in many different ways in different parishes, in different apostolic movements and apostolates. But we are one church, united with our Lord. And I use the line that Pope Francis used in The Joy of the Gospel. He speaks of La Iglesia in Salida, the church on the move. And that's an image that I have. It's something that I've experienced here coming to Central Ohio, that the church, we're not just a site, but that we are people who are living a mission, that we're on the move out. So I see us as a church on mission, reaching out to people, seeking those who are lost, seeking those who are in need, sharing the joy of the gospel and the splendor of truth. I see us too as, before you can be on mission, you need to be a disciple. That one of our key personal goals for each of us is to grow in discipleship, to sit at the feet of the Lord, to know him well. So to have strong formation of disciples, and then those disciples be so on fire with that encounter with Jesus that we're sharing his joy everywhere. I often talk about how even though we're kind of small in number, 10% of the population, there's a real presence, if you will, of the Catholics in society. We want to capitalize on that. We want to build on that, and so that others may know the power of the love of Christ.
Bishop, so often when we hear things like planning processes or things like that, there can be a certain pessimism, that is there. I mean, we are a hopeful people, but there sometimes people's experiences with planning processes aren't the greatest. Some people may say, well, is this just going to be this Catholic Leadership Institute and maybe this leadership team just coming up with a plan and imposing it? Now, I think anyone who knows you, which so many people in the diocese have met you, know that that's not your method or your, model. But how are we going to really kind of listen to the whole church, the whole local church, to get their insights in this process?
Actually, Catholic Leadership Institute is not really a planning organization. They're more like a facilitating group. So they help to foster this conversation, this dialogue that we're undertaking right now. And that will mean that that they really just give us a chance to talk, and then they feedback what they're hearing, and then we test it among ourselves. What we're doing is we're beginning this larger conversation. So there's a leadership team that I need to rely on, people who can do a lot of the heavy lifting work, because it is a lot of work. We then have a commission of about 40 people representing many different regions and representatives of different populations within the diocese. In each parish, we're asking for about 5 parish leaders to keep this work going and to keep people informed, but also then to help us to be, when we get to the point of having regional meetings and parish meetings. So we'll be, this is going to take time. So I have to ask patience, because we start in ways that you might say, well, I don't see how this is helping planning, but it is. Mm-hmm. We need to identify who we are and what we believe and how we want to live out our Catholic faith. So we start with ourselves, but it's a process that's unfolding.
And, you know, from what I have read about the process, of course, you know, as administrator at Sacred Heart, they, you know, because all the pastors are being, you know, kind of sent this information and kept in the loop about it. But, you know, every parish will have about five key kind of point figures to look over the what, you know, kind of the statistics and the different materials. And then also there'll be regional gatherings of these leaders of the different parishes to kind of talk about how the parishes in that area can work and share resources. And then it's also my understanding that there'll be individual meetings at every parish.
That's correct.
So that if any parishioner really wants to kind of hear what's going on or contribute to the conversation, they're going to have the opportunity.
And that's why that leadership is important, because it's not about coming up with something and saying, here it is. It's more about facilitating these discussions. Can you think about 100 different conversations?
Yeah.
On top of the regional, on top of the larger conversations. So there's going to be a lot of talking and a lot of listening. And so I appreciate that people are so good here in the diocese and generous in sharing their hopes and their dreams.
You know, we've talked about sort of the why and the what of this. But, you know, as pragmatic Midwestern Americans, you know, it is, well, what do we need to do? What, you know, what is our role in this? So, I mean, what are some ways that all of us can kind of help to participate in this process?
Okay, so first I want to repeat, we're in the early stages. So these days, right now, it's doing two very important things. It's becoming informed, but even more importantly, to pray. Pray, let's pray and ask our Lord to be with us, to send the Holy Spirit upon us, and to work through us as we listen deeply to each other. So to pray. Here we are already now into this season of Lent, and we've begun the 40 days of adoration, and we're taping this in those early days, and I've been to three places so far, and I know people are trying to get to the parishes. Let's spend time before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. The whole point of adoration is to reinvigorate a hunger for that encounter with the Lord in the Eucharist. So I encourage people to take part in the 40 days of adoration, and really also to, in some of the material that will be coming out, we'll have a real presence, real future prayer, and maybe to make that your own. Parishes will use it in different ways, but I'm asking you, would you please make it your own? Let's pray for the church and ask the Lord to lead us and to reveal to us his will for us and the way that we can be missionary disciples. On a practical level, we have our website and...
Yeah, it's realpresencerealfuture.org.
Realpresence, realfuture.org, all one word, .org. And so I would ask you, please, take a look at that and stay in touch. Actually, once you go on that website, you can sign up for updates so that you'll be kept abreast of what's happening. One of the early things we're doing is the Disciple Maker Index. It's a survey. And it helps, first of all, it'll help each of us in our own personal formation. It helps us to reflect on where am I in my relationship with the Lord, in my practice of the faith, in my relationship with the church. But out of that, we'll be able to form something of a picture, a portrait of who we are as a church. It's completely anonymous, and it doesn't mean that. It's not a matter of that we measure things and make judgments. It's really helping us to get a picture. So, again, we're still in those early stages I mentioned of knowing the needs of the church in the 21st century, but also knowing the need for the church in the 21st century.
You know, and I think it's this DMI, which is, it's actually a very well-regarded instrument across the country. I was familiar with it you know, a while before we entered into this process. And it is, it'll give us a really beautiful snapshot of the faith life of the diocese, which is, you know, is really exciting. I mean, all of us have seen the beauty of the faith here in Columbus. In fact, I got an email from CLI that on the first day that this DMI survey was released, we had like 2,500 people take it, which they said is a record. They've never had that in any of the other, you know, dozen or more dioceses that have used it. So it's already an indication of the vibrancy of the faith here.
And we're just getting started, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that we're still advertising it. That's great.
And you have until March the 22nd is kind of the day to do that. So make sure that you do that. And you can find that at CatholicLeaders.org/ColumbusDMI. So CatholicLeaders.org/Columbus. Thank you so much, Bishop, for joining us. Again, it's realpresencerealfuture.org if you'd like more information. Bishop, usually I do the prayer at the end, but I wondered if you could pray us out.
Actually, I'm going to use a familiar prayer, okay. And let's just invoke the presence of the Holy Spirit upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Bishop Brennan. Until next time, peace and all good.